أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. We were reading these ayat with regard to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah Ta'ala has made the great Imam of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala granted him that his millat, his way, would remain in the world till the day of Qiyamah. And the practical effect of that was that his children will maintain his millat, his deen, from the one side Yaqub alayhi salatu, Ishaq alayhi salam, from the Yaqub alayhi salam, and all the Anbiya that came amongst the Bani Israel, the Jewish people, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose deen will be till the day of Qiyamah, and whose deen is the most perfect and the most the greatest ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon mankind. So for that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam made dua that, O Allah, from amongst them, that is from amongst the people of Makkah who are living around the Kaaba Sharif, send one Rasul to them, referring to Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the functions and the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were also mentioned by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One was the great work of tilawat kitab, to recite the kitab, the Quran Sharif. In that, ulama have explained everything that is connected with that. Anyone, any place, our makatib, where Quran Sharif is being taught, right from the Qaida, Yassarna al-Quran, or Qaida Baghdadi, or many other Qaida also, and then the Hifz classes, the Qiraat classes, the Juweed classes, all that is in tilawat of Quran, and this is one great objective. And we should also have the recitation of Quran Sharif in our lives on a daily basis. Besides our normal ma'amulat of reading Yasin Sharif, etc., Alif Lam Mim Sajda, etc., we should be reading Quran Sharif, and the bare minimum of it is that we make one khatam of the Quran during the year and one khatam in Ramadan. So two khatams is the bare minimum for every Muslim, and we should try and read much more than that also. And then the second is وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ اور سِكْلَائِ اُنْكُ كِتَاب اور تَحْ کی بَاتِ. And that he should also teach them the kitab, not only the recitation, but the meaning of the kitab, and the wisdom which is in the kitab, that also must be taught. That is another very important aspect. Actually, what is required from all of us, that we believe in all the commandments of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether we understand it or not. But it is from Allah and His Rasul, we wholeheartedly accept it. But unfortunately, there is a great portion of people who only accept what they understand. So the hikmat, the wisdom, must also be taught to them. And once a person understands one or two of the great wisdoms of Allah which he did not perceive on his own accord, then he will be convinced that Allah's commandments, even if I don't understand them, they are perfect. So that is also an important function. The ulama must have this, the knowledge of the kitab and the wisdom which is in the kitab. Every command of Allah is full of wisdom, and we cannot perceive all that wisdom. Our minds are too small. But what we can perceive, it is the duty of the ulama that they explain it to the people, and people can then understand that logic is according to Islam. Islam is not according to logic. Logic is according to Islam. And once a person understands that, then the vast majority of people will also accept the whole of deen, even if they don't understand it and they don't know the wisdom. Then the other thing, which is another great duty, wa yuzakkihim, or paakare unko, and that the work of purification, spiritual purification, that Nabi will do it, and his followers, the ulama of this ummah, that is also their duty to do the work of tazkiyah to nafs. As we all understand, our bodies must be clean. Nobody wants dirt on his body, and we don't like any person who is dirty. So this is physical, outward dirt. Much more severe than that is the dirt of the heart. If there is kufr in the heart, if there is shirk in the heart, if there is hypocrisy in the heart, if there are innovations in the heart, if we have got doubts about deen in the heart, that is much, much more worse than the physical dirt and outward dirt. Outward dirt is very reprehensible. Nobody of us likes it. But much more worse are the inside quality, inside dirt, which is in the heart. So that is also the work of the ulama also. The ulama Rabbaniyin, who have purified their hearts. And they should now work to purify the hearts of other people as well. Where it is their duty to make effort on the ummah, it is the ummah's effort that they also become conscious and they also work towards their purification. They go towards these places where purification takes place and they purify their souls, purify their hearts. This is also one very important aspect in order to establish Millat-e Ibrahim, in order to establish the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which he wanted. Our deen is not just one aspect that we just make sometimes namaz haphazardly as we feel like, and we just make some sajda, some rukus, and we feel we have got deen in our lives. The whole of deen, outward, our outward actions of deen must also be correct, and the inside actions, our aqaid, our beliefs, our yaqeen on the zaat of Allah, our yaqeen on the life of the qabr and akhirat, more than what we are worried, what people will say about us after we die, much more than that we have to worry what is going to happen to us in our qabr, how we will fare on the day of qiyamah. And there everyone is going, will be on his own. Everyone will go to his own qabr. On the day of qiyamah, not the closest person will stand by a person also. Not parents with their children, not husband with their wife. Nobody will stand with one another. Everyone is going to be on his own. And he will be judged by Allah, who knows everything. So we have to work towards that, to acquire that tazkiyah, that purification of the soul also, purification of the heart, where our dunya must be all neat and clean, our deen must also be completely pure and clean. So that is also one great effort that was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And we should understand that our deen is a complete and perfect deen, and that is the deen that we have to follow, and we don't have to worry about other people, what their deen teaches, etc., all the wrong things. We must bring our deen into our lives and we must follow this deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us for it. Let us live by it, and most important, our maut come on it. And in the akhirat we can be completely successful. Wa akhiru da'wana.